Welcome to the Max Living Podcast.
We're here to help you live your life to its fullest potential by taking control of your health, identifying the cause of common health challenges, and removing interference. Whether your health journey has had its ups and downs, you're looking for natural answers to common health questions, or you're an advocate for health freedom, come and join us.
Let's align your health.
Everybody, this is another episode of the Max Living Podcast. This is Dr. Ryan Berlin and my wife Ashley Berlin. We're here to talk to you this week about what to expect at your first chiropractic appointment in a Max Living office.
Oh, this is exciting. I love it. And there's a little bit of just excitement and you make your first appointment in the office and maybe you have some butterflies in your stomach and you're like, I wonder what's going to happen. And today we're going to walk you through exactly what that looks like. And I'm very excited to do this because these are some of the best appointments in our clinic.
Yeah, one of the things that we frequently hear when people come into one of the Max Living offices and, you know, even our office here in the Cincinnati area, if they've never been to a chiropractor before, then it's just full of surprises. But if they have been to a chiropractor, I frequently will ask, so you've been to a chiropractor before? And they'll look around, they're like, yeah, but it was nothing like this.
Right.
And so we're going to walk you through today what to expect, particularly in one of our offices, but also why we do what we do and why in certain, you know, in chiropractic, there are certain standards you want and there are certain things you want to see if you're going to go see a chiropractor. So even if you're not in a Max Living office, this will help you to understand, are you in the right office or not? You know, right. Are they taking care of you in a way where there's really high standards?
Absolutely. So interestingly enough, that we kind of, even the first appointment is kind of a little bit set up with that before you come in, right? Yeah. So before you come into a Max Living office, most of the time you are going to be sent digital paperwork online that you can fill out before you come in. You are going to have a lot of your questions answered about, you know, like, what does this cost? What, where you're at? Where am I heading? All of those things will be answered beforehand. You'll know where you're going to. You'll know the office location. You'll be sent that paperwork beforehand. You'll fill all of those things out beforehand because as a Max Living doctor, this team goes through that paperwork so thoroughly to get to know you even before you come in.
Such a great point. And honestly, there's nothing worse than sitting in a doctor's office at your appointed time, filling out paperwork when you're like, I'm supposed to be with
here,
the doctor.
With him, yeah.
I'm supposed to be doing something right now with them, not just sitting here filling out paperwork. I took my son to the orthodontist and you know, it was my fault. I actually didn't fill out my paperwork ahead of time for him. But I sat there and I'm like, I had to fill out like 35 minutes worth of paperwork and, you know, just made the appointment kind of exhausting. And so, yeah. So what do we do with that paperwork? Well, when you fill out your initial, you know, paperwork for our office, it asks questions about conditions you've had in the past, things that you're currently dealing with, medications you're on. We're trying to get a really good picture of your entire health. Then we go, all right, here's Joe. He's 47 years old. He's married. He has three kids and he works a job as a, you know, I don't know. He works as an electrician. Joe has had X, Y, and Z, you know, problem that he's been dealing with for 6 months. It's constant. And, you know, his health looks like this. And here's three drugs he's on. There's places where my brain already starts to go for Joe. Like, what's Joe's goal with his health? Well, how does he feel about these three or four drugs he's on? How does he feel about the fact that he's already had his gallbladder removed? You know, where's Joe's health heading at 47 years old? I know Joe wants to get out of shoulder pain. He's got this pain shooting from his neck into his arm. But, you know, what is Joe's health history really look like? And how can we help Joe? Can we get him out of the pain that he's in? But more importantly, can we help Joe turn his life around? So, you know, it's not another organ that he's losing down the road. And he's not on four more medications in the next 10 years. And so this is the way your Max Living doctor thinks. And so before our shift, we're taking all these new patients. We'll see 8, 10, 12, 15 new patients sometimes in a day. And we're taking this paperwork and we're going through case by case, making sure that as we huddle, one of the doctors is reading through the paperwork and talking about concerns. Hey, when Joe comes in, let's make sure we know this about him. Let's find this out about him. And we're huddling around this, and we're really trying to get to know Joe before he even walks in the door.
Right.
You know, you're going to come in, and somebody at the front desk is going to smile and say, you must be Joe, you know.
Exactly.
Because you're coming in at your appointed time. But they're excited, you must be Joe, because they already know who you are, Joe. They already know you know, your story coming in the door. Right. And the more detailed you are with it, the better we can address that. Honestly, in our office, and I can't speak for every Max in an office, but I know a lot of them, we actually pray over our new patients.
Yes.
Not put our hands on your forehead and pray over you like when you walk
right.
in the door.
Right.
But before our shift, we actually, as a team, come together and pray for the healing that we want to see occur.
Right.
In these people's lives that are about to walk into our door for the first time. So that's the, you know, pre-appointment thought that goes into your first visit.
Absolutely. And I think it's probably becoming clear right now that this visit is all about you. We're going to talk about you. We're going to talk about your health concerns. We're going to talk about your health challenges. We're going to talk about your health goals. Right? This appointment is all about you. And you are, you're going to feel that exactly what you said, Dr. Ryan, you're going to feel that when you walk in the door, when you're greeted by name, when someone yeah. looks you in the eye and says, hey, we were waiting for you and we're excited that you're here and yeah. let's get this started. So our doctors are going to, you know, it happens a little bit differently in every office. In our office, you're immediately going to have a tour of our clinic. We're going to make you feel right at home. We're going to show you where everything is. And we're going to explain a little bit why a Max Living office is different. If you've been to a chiropractor before, we've seen this numerous times where someone has been to a chiropractor before, they come in our clinic and they're like, whoa, this is really different, right? And so you're immediately going to learn what sets a Max Living clinic apart, right?
You're going to see people doing exercises you've yes. never seen before. You're going to see technology. We actually use whole body vibration, which is technology that's even used with NASA and with astronauts so that when they come back from space, they can actually have their neurologically, you know, this is really resetting for your nervous system. It's like neuromuscular reeducation, but they also use it for astronauts for bone density reasons right. and muscle mass reasons. So we use this technology, whole body vibration. We use it for retraining the nervous system to hold the adjustment. You're going to see some that crazy stuff. You're going to see these wobble cushions everywhere. Patients warming up. This isn't like just sitting around, you know, being a potato on the couch waiting for your, you know, right. your appointment to be called.
Right.
No, you're going to be active. You're going to be moving. You're going to be warming your spine up and getting it prepared for your adjustment. That's something you're going to be taught when you come in for your first adjustment in our office. The other things you're going to see the doctors working, and typically you're going to see a high volume of patients because we really exist to serve our communities.
Right.
And we really believe that everyone needs chiropractic care. So you're going to see a busy office that's full of energy, but you're also going to see standards like the chiropractor will have a computer up in front of them that has your x-rays, your EHR, all the technology, everything they need to know, everything about you in any given visit. And it's all right there in front of you. So everything's digital. High end, it's beautiful. But then after that tour, they're going to take you back into a consult or an exam room. And that consult or the exam room, that's where the magic begins.
Yes. Yes. Now listen, what patients come to us for a variety of reasons, right? So when we get back to that exam room, that consultation room, unfortunately, some people are already struggling with some sort of health crisis, right? Some type of condition or symptom, and common presentations of things like neck problems, neck pain, low back pain, disc issues, sciatica, sometimes they're health conditions, right? Sometimes it's a heart condition, it's asthma, it's ADHD. Sometimes it's a mental health issue. Pediatric issues, lots of those things. So there's lots of different things, right, that bring people into our clinic, but people stay in our clinic because of the results that they get and the education that they receive. So what we're going to do when you walk into that exam room is we're going to listen to your story. We want to know exactly what's going on with you. We want to determine if you're in the right place. And if you are, exactly what needs to be done in order to serve you best.
That's so good. And what I like about this is where the magic happens for me of getting people to understand. So, you know, you just named off conditions that nobody thinks about chiropractors for.
Right.
You know, ADHD or infertility. Those are things that people don't think about chiropractic, but we see amazing results in those things frequently, but we don't treat infertility. We don't treat ADD, ADHD. So this
right.
is our opportunity to get to connect with you and get you to understand. Why would someone see a chiropractor for those conditions if you don't treat those conditions?
Yes.
And that's where we're going to be teaching about exactly what we do, that we're going to be looking for the cause of why your body is not healing. We're going to be looking for a source of interference to the way your body normally functions. And we're going to be looking for that throughout your spine and your nervous system. One of my favorite things that I ask patients on that first visit, and I know this is something that takes place in chiropractic offices, Max Living offices all over the country.
Right.
And this happens like with men, Probably more than women do I need to go like 2-3 layers deep with this.
Sure.
With women, you can probably just ask it the one time and get the answer. But, you know, somebody comes in and they're like, hey, I've been having neck pain. And you go through their history, you find out it's been going on for 7 years.
Yes.
And, you know, first things first, I'm like, all right, you have neck pain, it's been going on 7 years. You've never been to a chiropractor before. Can I ask you a question? Yeah. Why today?
Yes.
Why today?
Right.
What's going on? What made you finally decide, I'm going to do something about this? I'm going to call that office I keep seeing on Facebook, or I'm going to call that office I drive by every day. You know, their parking lot's always full. Looks like they must be doing something right.
Right.
I Googled chiropractic near me, and I found all the 5-star reviews in that Max Living office, and I decided to schedule an appointment. Why?
Right.
Why did I do that today? And typically this answer gets kind of emotional. People will be like, yeah, I've been dealing with this for 7 years, but, and then they start to explain like something's changing, something has them concerned, or maybe they're just fed up or something. But this is important, and I don't want to breeze past this, because one of the things that your Max Living doctor is going to do is help you connect to the idea that this interference that's taking place, whatever it is that's causing you to come into their office, like it's affecting you. It's affecting your life. And changing it's going to have a profound impact on your life.
Yes.
That changing this is going to give you some of your life back. And so one of the questions I ask, in particular with men, because men are like, oh, yeah, I got neck pain.
Right.
All right. Well, what is it about this neck pain that's concerning to you? I don't know. It hurts. Yeah, I get it. So there's a lot of people have neck pain. A lot of people, you know, it hurts. Some people just take medication for it. Maybe they ignore it. But what is it about this neck pain that has you so concerned that you want to do anything? Is there anything that it's preventing you from doing? Is there anything you would do more of?
Right.
Or is there anything you would enjoy more if this didn't exist?
Right.
And usually by that point, a guy's like, yeah, you know, I come home and I don't even want to do anything. My kids want to play. And I used to wrestle around with them on the floor, but I can't even do that anymore.
Right.
Or,
right.
You know, I love golf. I haven't been able to play golf.
Right.
You know, and those sounds, you know, but if that's something somebody enjoys doing,
if that's your quality of life,
this is taking their life away.
Yes.
Right. So the next step is, after connecting them to, you know, the idea that this is something that is affecting their life, is, you know, if we can find the cause of that and correct that, is that what you're looking for? Or, you know, because a lot of people would just take medication. A lot of people would ignore the problem. Some people might go get a massage and try to get it loosened up. But, you know, do you want to find the cause of it? Do you want to correct the cause of it? If we can find and correct the cause, is that something you're interested in? And like the answer to that is almost always yes. So that's what we're going to be looking for on visit one, is we're going to be doing some specialized testing to try to find the cause of why you're not healing from the problem that you're having. And so whether it's neck pain, back pain, headaches, you know, like you said, ADHD, for infertility, digestive issues, asthma, allergies, the cause of everything, the cause of the function in your body is your nervous system.
Right.
Your nervous system is the conduit by which life is communicated in the body, and everything's regulated through your nervous system. So if anything's not working, or if there's any pain anywhere, if there's a problem anywhere, the first thing we do is check the nervous system and make sure it's healthy.
Absolutely.
How do we check the nervous system? Well, that's easy. We do it through multiple ways. We actually don't just rely on one form of testing, because sometimes these subluxations in the spine can actually be kind of elusive. So what do? We use like EMG or thermography. This is a real common practice. EMG is a measurement of the expression of your nervous system. Thermography can do the same thing. We palpate, which means we touch. We touch and feel the area, and the Max Living doctors are trained highly in finding subluxations in the spine. They're going to do range of motion, test range of motion. We know what the normal ranges of motion through a spine should be, and they're going to find what where there's limitations in those ranges of motion, because that's often an indication of subluxation of the spine. They're going to look at your posture. So you're going to stand in front of a doctor. They're going to look at, you know, some of you guys have noticed this before about yourself or others, like your head's forward or your shoulder on one side is high. And they're going to be taking notes about your posture. They're going to take x-rays, and they're going to take digital x-rays, very specific ones that help us to locate these subluxations so that we can analyze them so that they can be corrected. So we're going to take all of that information. We're going to take your information from your paperwork and what we discussed with you and what your goals are. We're going to find where there's interference in your nervous system through EMG or thermography. We're going to be touching the areas and finding areas where we feel concerned or something that doesn't feel right. We're going to be checking the motion, looking at your posture, and then taking your x-rays. And our goal is, between your first visit and when you come back for your first adjustment, our goal is to try to make sense out of all of that and find out why those subluxations in your spine have potentially created the loss of range of motion and the poor posture, and they could be interfering with your nervous system enough to make your scans on your EMG look off and stressed. And then on top of that, what does that mean? And how does that relate to the health problems you're having?
That's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, which is why we don't just, you know, you come in, hey, Joe, you're the new guy. All right, awesome. Come on over here. Lay on the table. Crack, crack, pop. You know, have a great day. See you next time. If you have any pain, you know, let us know.
Right.
That's not what a Max Living office is. There are a lot of offices all up and down the streets in every town that have chiropractors who would be happy to bill your insurance and pop your back or neck to alleviate some pain, but that's not what we exist for.
Right.
We are corrective care, family, health offices, wellness-based offices, that we're here to make massive corrective changes in your x-rays so that your body can heal to its fullest potential and you can recover from some of these health problems you're dealing with. And then on secondly, we're here to be your partner in health for the rest of your life.
Right. And I think that what this appointment is going to give you this glimpse into the fact that, like, you were designed to be healthy, that you can be healthy. And that as long as your nervous system is operating without any interference, your body has the unique ability to heal itself and function optimally.
That's it. That's awesome. So often, you know, we had Dr. Dan Sullivan on the podcast before, and he was talking about how no matter what, even if there are things that are going wrong, even if they're going really wrong in your health in some way, shape, or form, there's more things going right in your body at any given moment than going wrong.
Yes.
Like, there's trillions of processes that are taking place. On a cellular level, you have trillions of cells. There's nerve signals, you know, millions of nerve signals firing, going up and down your spinal cord, controlling all these different things that are happening, hormones being produced, your immune system protecting itself, cells dying, cells, you know, regenerating, you know, new tissue, new skin, new organs, healing and regenerating. All these things are happening. And most of them in your body should be happening properly, should be happening right.
Right.
But there's something that's going on. There's something that's wrong. There's something that you're coming in for. There's something that you want to check. And we have to find out where the interference is of that problem. Because if we can remove the interference, if we can find the interference of that problem, then those processes should be functioning well and correct and right and healthy and amazing and strong and vibrant as well.
Yes.
And that's what sets us apart. That's what makes a Max Living office different. We don't guess, we test.
Yes.
We find the cause of the problem. We're not going to treat the symptom.
Right.
We're going to be proactive with you.
Right.
And not just reactive. That we're going to go after getting you healthy, not just trying to alleviate some symptom you're having.
Right. And, you know, we've had so many people that have come in for their first appointment and they said, my doctor couldn't figure this out. Right. Or I've gone through this and this and this, and I'm here. And I think that there's this idea of they've lost hope almost sometimes.
Yeah.
And I want to communicate really clearly today that none of those things scare a Max Living doctor. And in fact, we see the hope in cases that feel hopeless, right? We see the hope in those cases of those people that have been to 10 different specialists or one or two different doctors or had a second, third, fourth opinion, whether it's one person, one doctor who said, hey, I don't know what I'm doing. I can't quite figure this case out.
Yeah.
Or whether there's 15 of them, we are trained in a very different way.
Yeah.
And we see hope in the hopelessness because we never stop believing in the body's ability to heal.
That's so good. And then, you know, we've had these stories on the podcast. I remember Dr. Cameron Maynard talking about he was being put on some pretty heavy drugs. You know, there was a story of Dr. Dan Sullivan a few weeks ago talked about how he, when he hurt himself and the doctors were trying to find the cause of the problem, he's pole vaulting, remember?
Yes, yeah.
He talked about how they actually wanted to put him on an antidepressant because they couldn't find the cause of the problem.
Right, and so they said it must be in his mind.
Yeah, when medicine can't find the cause, they still think that, well, obviously there's something wrong with you, so you still need a drug of some sort, where your Max Living doctor is going to be looking at, no, there's obviously so much going right in you. There's so many things that are going right that we just need to find what's going wrong and we need to correct the cause of it so that your body can heal to its fullest potential. We know that in most cases, and listen, we're not going to pretend like there's not a time and a place for drugs.
Right.
But in most cases, we know that drugs are an interference to normal physiology.
Absolutely.
That they create stress and damage within a body. Now, sometimes, you know, there are situations and emergencies or whatever where there's a necessity there. But in health, that's not a necessity.
Right.
In health, that's not a necessity. It can become an interference to your health.
Absolutely.
Especially because it deters you from finding the cause of the problem in the first place.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So this is awesome. Hopefully you guys have a really good idea of what to expect. Here's some of my promises to you. When you come into a Max Living office, you're going to get someone who's thorough.
Yes.
You're going to get someone who has high standards.
Yes.
You're going to get someone who doesn't just throw you on the table and crack your spine. In fact, you're not even going to get adjusted typically on your first visit.
Right.
Unless they can reschedule you for later in the day. Because you're going to get someone who goes through your case, goes through your x-rays, goes through all the notes that they took on you, and they put together a plan. And then what you're also going to get is when you come back for that first adjustment, somebody's going to sit down and talk to you, and they're going to say, hey, here's what we found. Here's how I think we can help you. Here's the good news.
Yes.
Here's what we can do. And I have a plan for you. I have a plan to get you through the other side of this. And if you just follow the plan and you trust our experience, we're going to correct the cause of this. You're going to correct the cause of this. And you're going to overcome this. And you're going to see your health change. And you get to be the hero in that story, which is the awesome part.
Right.
The doctor is just simply there to guide and direct you through making these steps that if it wasn't for an expert in chiropractic, you wouldn't even otherwise know existed. So
exactly.
Outside of that, you are the one. You're going to come in. You're going to get adjusted. You're going to lay down on the table. You're going to receive an adjustment. You're going to do your home care. You're going to do your rehab exercises. And you're going to heal and you're going to get better because you have to make a decision at some point. Am I going to partner with a doctor who's looking to correct the cause of me being healthy and remove interference and correct these problems? Or am I going to do the status quo and keep doing this thing, you know, this what we call healthcare, it's really sick care. And so if you make that choice to be in a Max Living office, then good for you. And we're excited to have you with us.
And you are the hero in your healthcare journey. You are the hero. And this is the first step in that journey to being the hero in your healthcare. So in your health. So here's what we would say. I would say that two things I would ask of you, two questions I want you to think about as you, before you come into this first visit. Right now, wherever you are, stop what you're doing, get on your phone, get on your computer, whatever you need to do, go to maxliving.com/locations or click on find a clinic near you, schedule that first appointment. You can do it right online, right from their website. You can schedule that first appointment, get that first appointment scheduled. That's the first step. Second step is two questions I want you to ponder as you're before you walk into that first visit. And one of them is, are you as healthy as you want to be?
Ooh, that's good.
Think about that. Are you as healthy as you want to be? And then the second question is, what do you need to start doing to get there?
That's good.
Right. And this first step, this first appointment is going to be your first step in that journey of your health. And you are the hero. You have it inside of you. You have the ability to heal. You have the ability to overcome anything you want to, or you have the ability to maintain the level of health you have today for the next 10, 20, or 30 years.
Yeah, that's good.
And that's a miracle in and of itself. That's a beautiful thing that the body can do. So those are the things that you're holding on to and that you're going to start when you start this journey.
Awesome. And if you know someone who needs a Max Living doctor, if you're under Max Living care, if you're regularly listening to this podcast, or maybe you just found us for the first time, you're like, this is what I'm looking for. Or you know what? My aunt needs us right now badly. Then please share this podcast. Share it with them so they can hear what we do in our offices. And also go to maxliving.com/locations and see if there's a Max Living doctor in their area. I promise it'll be worth the drive. Get that paperwork filled in, schedule that first appointment. Your Max Living doctor will be waiting for you eagerly because they already have a plan for your health. This was the Max Living Podcast.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Max Living Podcast. Take responsibility for your health today by finding a Max Living doctor near you at maxliving.com/locations.